Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Cedarville Stories podcast. I'm Mark Weinstein, and today in the program, I am talking with Caroline Abdelmassi, a student currently enrolled in Cedarville's Doctor of Pharmacy program. Caroline's story, however, goes much deeper than just being a college student who wants to become a pharmacist. Today, we'll focus on her journey of being able to enroll in Cedarville's Doctor of Pharmacy program, something that just a few months ago, she didn't know if that would be a reality. Caroline grew up in Cairo, Egypt, so the geographic distance and the cost to come to Cedarville were two major barriers for her to enroll at Cedarville's graduate pharmacy program. But as you'll learn, the God who owns the cattle on a thousand hills provided the financial resources for Caroline, and she is currently in her first year in the program. I've been looking forward to talking with Caroline about her journey to Cedarville. So let's go to my conversation now with Caroline Abdelmassi. Great to have you in studio, Caroline. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Mark.
So you've been a Cedarville student for a little more than one semester, maybe a semester in a few weeks. How have classes been going for you?
Classes are really great. So I've never had like biblical integration with the classes with pharmacy as I have seen here in Cedarville. So it moves the class to a very other level with just us seeing everything that God has done in the human body from the Christian perspective. And
when you were interested in studying pharmacy, whether it was going to be at Cedarville or someplace else, that was really important for you to find a school like that, wasn't it?
It didn't come to my mind that I might find that one day. So it's like a dream.
Yeah.
But when I first heard about Cedarville and that it's a Christian university with a pharmacy program in it, it blew my mind away. And all the missionary work that Cedarville does for all the students after they graduate and before they graduate even, and how each student has a real message to go to the world with.
Sure. You mentioned the importance of the biblical integration in your pharmacy courses. For our listeners, what does that look like? How is the Bible interwoven into the curriculum?
So biblical integration is there in every class that I take. It's woven in the material. Like, for example, when we see like chemical structures or pharmacological action, we just wonder at how God so intricately woven in the human body. And we also look at Bible stories from other perspective and symbolize them with the material that we are studying. And it's just something on another level.
How has your transition to American culture been here at Cedarville for you?
One of the greatest things that amazed me, I thought I knew American culture from like American movies, from the books I've read, the stories, the novels. But then when I came here, it really shook me, and that I'm not able to like be in such a different culture from mine. I've noticed all the differences. I've even wrote them down in my notebook on my way back home last Christmas break. But yeah, the culture is so much different than the Egyptian culture and then the Middle Eastern culture. Mm-hmm. So I've been trying to adapt for the last semester and for also this one, but God has provided everything and he's so gracious.
How are the cultures different from Egypt to America?
Mainly in America, it's called an I culture. In Egypt, it's called a we culture. So in Egypt, groups of people mainly grow up together, and not only family, it's church, it's friends, it's college students. And here it's more, everyone is more involved in his own life. I've also seen the difference in the stages of life here. You get married pretty sooner than we do. In America, you live alone much earlier than we do.
Okay.
Like, so in Egypt, we only go out of our house when we get married.
And
not at 18 or not even at 16 when we can have an apartment of our own. That's not a concept that's popular in Egypt at all.
So, well, your culture is probably a better culture, because sometimes there's young people, very young, 18 or even younger, who go live on their own. And I don't know how wise that is.
Yeah. So there's a lot of like ups and downs and like drawbacks and good things about each culture, but because Egypt is where I grew up, I love it more there. But I'm trying to adapt here so that I can gain the best of each culture.
Yeah. So how has the Cedarville University community come alongside you to help you adapt to this culture and be part of this community?
It has. It has in so many ways. So most of the professors, they reach out to me whenever they see me, and they ask about everything that's going on with me, and they give so much grace if I need any time, any any assistance. One of my professors asked if he could grab some groceries for me from the store. So God has been so gracious with me.
I'm interested, as we move this podcast a little forward, really hearing your spiritual journey and when you came to believe in Jesus as your Savior. Can you share that story with us?
Of course, yeah. So my father is a pastor and my mother is a doctor, but she's also a missionary.
Okay.
So they're both deep in the missionary world and the trips we do every year into the Upper Egypt and the poor areas there. So I grew up seeing how God is really at work in so many places in my home country. I couldn't help but be transformed by the love of Jesus Christ to all the people. After I enrolled in my college in Egypt, I faced a very hard time thinking, what really is faith, and what is it like trusting God and to put all of your life in something that you cannot see? That's when Jesus met me with his open arms and his unconditional love, and he told me, do not be afraid, and that he came to the earth and died for us so that we cannot be alone in this world. And that's the last sentence he said before he rose up to heaven. I'll be with you forever. Mm-hmm. So I held on to that promise with everything that I had. And it's what kept me going through the hardest of times back home during a transition that I couldn't able to just live one day without even crying all day. So I passed through a very hard time, but Jesus was the one who helped me and who was like a life saver, a lifeline for me.
Lifeline for you.
Yeah.
So did your understanding of Jesus and what he did for you become more of a reality, as you said, when you were in college, or was it even earlier in your life?
I gave my life to Jesus Christ when I was a very young girl, but because I saw a movie about heaven and hell.
Okay.
But then when I faced a really hard time, I had to reconsider everything that I took for granted. That's when the relationship with Jesus became something that I couldn't live without, that gave me strength for every day to just, I knew that I couldn't go through that day without him. So that was the turning point in the first year of college in Egypt, like nearly 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. But before that, I was a very devout Christian. Okay. I went to church every day with my parents. But after that point, it became something that I cannot live without.
How has your faith grown since you've been a student at Cedarville?
So the hardest thing here for me is being away from family, because I've never thought that I'd be away from my family for such a long time.
Right.
I've never been away from my family for such a long time. So here I experienced Jesus on a much different level.
Sure.
Yeah. He's not only my savior and my friend. He's my mother and my father. He's my sister. He's my everything. And he's the one riding beside me during like long rides when I feel lonely. He becomes penetrating through my heart on such a different level. There's so much that I can say about him, but you get to face so many things just with Jesus beside you, and it makes everything different.
Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, your dad's a pastor, your mom's in missions.
Missionary physician.
Missionary. So they're both heavily involved in medical missions, I understand, for underprivileged areas in Egypt. Is that how you first developed a passion for caring for others through healthcare?
Yeah. So from when I was very little and I saw the massive medical need that my mom faced, and my father was also a pharmacist. So I saw that also.
So he's a pastor and a pharmacist.
Yeah, he was a pharmacist before he became a pastor. We've been surrounded with medical information everywhere we went. And my mother, she's devoted herself for helping others who are in need of medical assistance. And that's what helped me see how much my country needs a better medical provision, and how much the poor people can't help but to ask of those who have like a big heart like Jesus. And the people who don't have money have no one else to go. So that's what made me want to be a doctor. It's to help those who cannot afford to pay you back, and to just reach the people who are underprivileged and are underserved in Egypt.
Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't even thinking about asking this question, but it just dawned on me that you're from Egypt, which isn't too far from Israel and
it
Gaza.
Is. Yeah.
How has the current war impacted you, your family, and friends back in Egypt, or has it not?
It has in every way. Of course, Egypt prays for Israel and Palestine all the time. The church in Egypt is also very strong. So from where I come, we put that war in front of God every day now, and we just pray that the war may stop someday. And the children that are like dying every day, that's my, of course, it's one of my wishes to go to Israel and Palestine and and give some help there. It breaks all of our hearts how evil has gone into this land so much.
Do you feel like, you know, from an American perspective that I come from, you know, I see about the war on TV. You probably hear about it from family and friends back home.
We do.
Is it as bad as we're communicating on, in our TVs, or is it worse?
I believe Western media isn't communicating everything at
all. It's not.
It's not. The conditions there are much worse than what's being communicated here. And we are trying to speak up, but some of the media just pushes these voices right back down.
How did someone from Egypt find Cedarville University?
I'll try to make the story short because it's very long and has so many details. But it's all like one big miracle. It's nothing other than that. My father met someone who he used to go to high school with in Egypt. And that someone told him that a relative of him goes to Cedarville and that your daughter should apply because she's looking for postgraduate studies or to do a PharmD degree outside of Egypt. My father met him by chance, actually. But then he told me to apply and I did. And I told him, but how will I apply? And I see all this cost for the for the school, and it doesn't make any sense to even pay for the deposit. My father told me, he encouraged me, and he told me just do what you have to, and then God will do the rest. I applied, and then I had a video interview. With the staff after it was accepted in the PharmCast. They were so gracious with me. They asked me some questions, but somehow they saw something in me that was different. And they offered me a scholarship, which was 60% of the school funds.
How much?
60%.
60%, okay.
And as it turns out, this is a very generous scholarship for any student. So I showed it to my family and my parents, and we tried to make it happen by using a paper and pen and calculating how much that would cost.
Sure.
But in every way,
It didn't work out
at all. So on my way to write them the thank you letter, but I would not be able to, they called me and they told me, please go in, come into a video call now in 15 minutes. Will you be able to do that? I was commuting from one place to another from my work there. And as I got into the video call and prepared myself to tell them that I'm so thankful, but I will not be able to come, they told me that a donor has offered to pay for the full years, full 4 years, including accommodation and food. So I was speechless. I couldn't like reply. I couldn't say anything. They told me, will you be able to accept this offer? And I told them, of course, that's something I will never be able to repay, but that's God at work. So I told my parents. We were all shocked. We had all of my papers. I didn't even have a passport by then.
Oh, no.
I didn't have a passport, and school was starting in 2 weeks. And I did my passport. I had my visa papers admitted, and I applied for an expedited appointment because they gave me one after 1 month. I told them the school begins in 2 weeks, so they gave me one appointment. And in 1 week, I had my passport and my visa for America. And in the other week, I booked my flight and was on the plane. So it was all something that no human being could be able to do.
It takes me back to scripture where our ways are not God's ways. God's ways are bigger and better. And he made the way for you to want to learn about Cedarville, to get the scholarship and to be able to say yes. You mentioned that someone, maybe a family member or some relative, was here at Cedarville and told your dad about Cedarville. Is that person still here?
She is, yeah. Her name is Jolie Zahabi, and she's a P4 student in pharmacy.
So do you guys live together, or you guys see each other frequently?
She was the one to pick me up from the airport for my first flight. And she helped me so much through the first year. Most importantly, she encouraged me to like not give up on just the culture shock, the homesickness. She excelled in her 4 years and she taught me how to do that. So,
back to the donor who provided the full ride scholarship for you. Is that an anonymous donor or have you met that person?
He's an anonymous donor.
Okay. If the anonymous donor walked through that door right now, which he's not going to or she's not going to, what would you say to that person?
I don't know how I would act, but I think I would have tears in my eyes with telling him that I'm forever thankful for what you've just done. And I will never be able to repay you, but I will do everything I can to make my country a better place after I go back home.
Do you have any idea why the donor was compelled to provide the scholarship to you? Did anyone talk to you about anything like that?
I believe since Cedarville is so much about missions and spreading the word of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And especially to the poor places of the world. They saw in me someone who can do that in Egypt. And I'm forever grateful for that opportunity. And I don't know how it will live up to it. There are many obstacles in my character and my environment and my everything that can keep me from being that person. But if it's God's plan, then I'm putting my life there and I'm just trusting that He will do whatever He wants.
Okay. So the PharmD program is 7 years in total, correct?
Yes.
But you only have to do four because you have your undergrad already earned?
Yes, because I already took 5 years of pharmacy.
5 years. So you have roughly 3.5 more years, right? Will you go home for the summer or is it a year-round kind of program where you go classes in the spring, fall, and summer?
No, pharmacy is only for fall and spring. And I have to take some summer courses as my prerequisites are not all met here.
Okay.
But I'll be going home for summer and for Christmas.
Those courses that you still need to take, will you take those online through Cedarville or through a program school in Egypt?
No, it's online through Cedarville.
Okay.
And the donor will pay for that too. So
I assume you're probably looking forward to going home in the summer, right?
I am, but I'm also looking forward to gaining as much experience as I can from working and from learning here.
So as a PharmD student and new to our country, do you devote most of your time to your degree or how are you able to take advantage of the Cedarville culture, the American culture to further your education in that way?
Yeah, so I invest my time in many ways, but mainly in knowing what is God's plan for me.
Okay.
I have these 4 years in order to figure that out and be able to acquire everything that will help me from here.
Mm-hmm.
Since it's a Christian college, first of all, the chapel is something that I've never thought I would have to just have service and worship every day. I want to experience that as much as I can here as I'm in America. And also the work community here for interning, the program of the PharmD enables you to acquire so much of the skills from just interning in hospitals and pharmacies and also from your IPs and your rotations, which is like 5 hours you have to do of a pharmacy in per week. So that has helped me immensely in just gaining how Americans deal with the healthcare systems and hospitals serve their patients in such a better way.
You mentioned chapel.
Yeah.
So for those who may not know, Cedarville offers chapel 5 days a week for students. How often do you go to chapel?
I try to go every day. So I maybe go 4 days a week, but every time I go there, God speaks to me in a different way. And whenever I say no, I will not go today. I have so much study.
Yeah.
I go and it just hits me that if I hadn't gone, I would have missed so much.
Well, I've enjoyed our conversation. And before we close, let's look toward the future. So when do you expect to graduate from this pharmacy program at Cedarville University?
It's in 2027.
Yeah. 2027. So that's still a ways away. What do you hope to experience between now and graduation day?
Yeah, this opportunity brings me closer to some family members that are living here in America.
Where are they living?
So one of them is living in Florida and the other in California.
Okay.
I also have an aunt living in Toronto in Canada.
So they're all
nearby.
A fair distance away though.
Yeah, but I'm so much closer than Egypt.
That's right.
Which is a 40-hour flight from here. Aside from seeing relatives and loved ones here, I'm looking forward to gaining as much experience as I can through how the systems work here and then going back and implicating that in Egypt. So that's my main goal. And if I can do this in just one setting there, that will be a great achievement for me.
So you just brought me to my next question is, so you want to go back to Egypt once you graduate. What do you think you'll be doing right now when you go back to Egypt? What career or ministry when you get back to Egypt?
Yeah, so one of the main things that helped me leave my parents and come here was our little dream of having a minivan and filling it up with drugs and then going with my church and my mother, my father to the poor places, and just my mother diagnosing everything and pharmacists dispensing the drugs, and also clinical pharmacists seeing how the drugs interact with each other there in the poor areas. So that's my first dream there, just to have that minivan and go every week to a poor place, to a different poor place. And I can't imagine how much difference that will make. Another dream of mine is to serve in a children's cancer hospital with my clinical knowledge from here, just to make a difference in children's there. Children's have always been one of my soft spots and main passions in life. And just to be able to communicate Jesus to the little children who are about to die, or be able to give them another chance is something that's on my heart.
Pharmacy to you, and the reason why you're being educated, is not to build a career, but it's for ministry purposes, and Lord willing, alongside your mom. Is that what I heard?
Yeah, that's true.
What would that mean to you to work alongside your mom, caring for people who are in need?
This dream is what makes me wake up every day and have the energy to go through life here without my family. And the opportunity that God gave me opens my mind, and all the privileges that are here opens my mind to what we are missing back there. It's really life-changing, a life-changing experience. And never have I thought that I would be able to go to America in the first place. But I just pray every day that God may open my mind on the things that he wants me to see, on even the people that he wants me to be friends with here or minister to here. Like, this is not just a passing phase. It's God's plan. God's plan is so intricately woven that not even a moment is wasted. My mother and many of my relatives are missionaries. I can't wait to missions with them throughout life. One of my cousins has been to Iraq for 7 years, and he's now in Egypt to serve the Egyptian people. It's something that's in the family, but it's also something that God has privileged us with.
Right. Yeah. It's not, as you said, it's not just in the family.
Yeah.
It's really in your heart, and it's what Jesus has put in your heart. From your perspective as a current student, why should others consider pursuing a degree in Cedarville's doctor or pharmacy program?
So I've talked about spiritually how Cedarville is different, but from the pharmacy point of view, we have something called co-curricular requirements that we have to do. And I can't begin to tell you how much they make so much difference in your pharmacy degree. So we have to take on many events during the semester and prerequisites that open your minds on so many things that if you just study the curriculum, then you're going to be a good pharmacist. But with everything Cedarville has provided other than just studying, it's an eye-opener for all the things that you can do. Missionary trips that you have to make before you graduate.
Right.
I believe every missionary trip every student has taken has changed his life. So it's not something small. And all the co-curricular events that Cedarville has, I still haven't gotten hold of them all, but they set Cedarville at a different point, and everyone who graduates from Cedarville School of Pharmacy is different because they have experienced so much during their 4 years of studying here that many other colleges don't invest in their students like that.
I encourage you as you go through your final 3 years and a half to really embrace what the Lord puts before you. It could be tempting for you to say, oh, I just want to get back to Egypt. But embrace the moment and see what the Lord has for you. I know the people in the School of Pharmacy will look forward to seeing how the Lord uses your life once you graduate back in Egypt. And Caroline, it's been a delight to have you on the program. Thanks for joining me this week on the Cedarville Stories podcast.
Thank you so much.
I want to thank you for listening to the Cedarville Stories podcast brought to you by Cedarville University. You are encouraged to share, like, and review this podcast on your favorite podcast provider. And be sure to come back next week when we'll hear another Cedarville story for God's glory.